We had planned to officially announce the national consolidated tallies today. Unfortunately, due to some verification processes that are currently going on, we had decided to delay the official announcement of results until tomorrow.
Could you specify, you say, due to some verification problems? What are the problems?
The problems primarily is that from the returns that we received from the constituencies, at least from some of the constituencies, we have detected some mathematical errors. And what we are then doing is that we are contacting the returning officers so that they may provide us with the source documents for us to be able to ascertain for ourselves and to effect the necessary corrections on these returns. It's important that we do these corrections so that if and when we do the final announcements, we are pretty sure that what we are informing the public is the correct and accurate reflection of the election process.
The African Union Observer Mission said that the political environment leading to the elections was generally peaceful and calm. But there's something I think they have expressed concern about, that is, quote, unregulated flow of money during elections, which they believe could disadvantage small political parties. Does the government fund or the parties provide funding for themselves?
What happens is that the parties that are represented in the National Assembly receive money from government, and this money is distributed to the political parties on a proportional basis. In other words, the more seats you have in the National Assembly, you get a bigger piece of this pie, of this cake. So in terms of how that money is utilized by the parties, I think it's entirely dependent on individual political parties to decide how they utilize their funds in terms of running their day-to-day operations. But in terms of the actual election campaign activities, government does not set aside a budget specifically for financing campaign activities of various political parties. Each party do their own fundraising, and they basically conduct their electioneering campaigns using their own funds.
I think the observation that's made by the African Union is that the weeks leading up to the election, that some business people were providing buses to the ruling party, but similar thing was not done. Did the Electoral Commission notice that?
Obviously, I've been following the media, and I did notice that. It's been reported. But we have no legislation in this country that prohibits private individuals from financing specific political parties campaign activities. Having said that, personally, I do not see anything wrong with that. Anybody, any citizen can make a contribution to the campaign activities of a particular political party.